everyone. Welcome back to Relax with Animal Facts. I am Steph Wolf, and today I am going to be learning with you about our furry, scaly, or possibly even slimy friends. And in today's case, it is going to be a sort of feathery friend, rather, because we are covering the oh-so-wonderful elephant bird. This is the first ever episode of the Extinct Animal series that is taking place on YouTube, so I will be posting this everywhere, just the first little bit. But if you want to listen to the full episode, you can do so for free at YouTube when you just search up Relax with Animal Facts. And this, of course, is a very special listener episode dedicated to Katie, who wrote in on the YouTube channel in the comments. If you would like to know more about certain extinct animals that you really like to read about or you've learned about, please, you can leave a comment in the comment section below where I will read them, respond to each and every one of them, and we can learn more together about some of those very cool extinct species. For those of you that are listening on the YouTube channel, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel so you'll know every time a new extinct animal is covered. So why don't we go straight into the fact portion of this episode? Where did I get my facts from? Well, I got my facts from prehistoric-fauna.com and birdsinfo.org. All of the links will be available in the description of the video that is posted on YouTube. So if you want to learn more, I very much encourage you to go to those resources, because without them, this episode would not have been possible. And now, just like the regular episodes, before we get into the show, we're going to go through our body and kind of realize where we carry some tension. In my case, it is pretty much all in my low back. I have been laying down a lot because of a recent sickness, and I'm not so used to laying down all that often. So for you, it might be in the shoulders, in the legs, in the arms. It doesn't matter where it is, but I want you to do your best to try to relax that part of your body as we go into the Madagascar where the elephant bird resides, or rather, where the elephant bird used to reside. For the majority of these animals, I am going to be talking about them sort of as if they are still around, almost as if we're in this immersive journey looking around at them. So if I make any present or past mistakes, of course, you know that this is a series where all of the animals are no longer with us. So when I use current or present kind of words like it is or it does this, just know that it is for the sake of the podcast so that we can better understand these little guys, or rather these very big guys, as I'm sure many of these extinct species will be. So the first thing we're going to cover is its name. So a lot of these animals that are extinct are going to have some very interesting names. The elephant bird, its scientific name is Apiornis maximus, which makes it sound as if it is huge, and for a bird, it truly was very, very large. It is more than 2 meters in height, and it weighed about 300 to 500 kilograms. So I know that many of you listeners out there have pet birds and things like that. How would you like if your pet bird was 500 kilograms or more than 1,000 pounds and likely taller than you? The Apiornis maximus is not something to sneeze at. For those of you that want to look at it maybe after the show in terms of a Google image or something like that, I'll do my best to try to describe to you what it looks like. The closest animal that is still extant, or meaning alive still today, I would say is likely the ostrich, as it is another large bird. The Apiornis maximus, or more commonly known as the elephant bird, looks much like an ostrich, except its face has more of that kind of dinosaurish look to it. It looks very interesting. But that is not to say that just because something looks dinosaurish, it isn't around today, because as we know, you can look at crocodiles or alligators. As far as I'm concerned, they look very much like extant dinosaurs. But this large bird looks like it can pack a real punch. And for a long time, it was thought to be the heaviest bird ever, but is now thought to have tipped the scales at only about 450 kilograms, which is about 1,000 pounds, and has been up to 3 meters high, that's about 10 feet high. So this is not exactly something that you would like to run into if you were just walking down somewhere in Madagascar. I would be pretty afraid if I was to walk into something like this. These birds were flightless, and there is a reason why I kind of attributed them to looking like ostriches, and it is because they are considered to be a primitive member of the ostrich or rhea or emu lineage, which are still around today. They were exclusively, as it would seem, confined to Madagascar, and these big guys had strong conical bills and vestigial wings. Now, for those of you that are not so familiar with some of the terminology, such as vestigial, the word vestigial is used by researchers and by scientists normally.